So what is Alec's healthcare agenda?
The ALEC healthcare agenda is one that is really kind of a wish list for at least the health insurance industry, but also other special interests that make a lot of money off of healthcare in the United States. For the health insurers, it really essentially would guarantee them enormous profitability for many years, because if it were to be enacted, as ALEC proposes, we would have a completely privatized Medicare system, a completely privatized Medicaid system, and insurance companies would be able to pretty much do what they want in terms of product development and pricing for their commercial products as well.
And could you elaborate on ALEC's agenda with specific regard to Medicare and Medicaid?
The ALEC agenda with regards to Medicare and Medicaid really has been in the works for several years, and more or less set the stage for the Ryan plan. It would privatize both programs. In the Medicare program, ALEC would proposes to replace it with a voucher program, and also to establish within the Medicare program individual medical accounts, sort of like the health savings accounts that Congress created and made in a certain tax-advantaged way, so that they're very appealing to wealthy Americans. So it would be almost a complete privatization of Medicare. It would essentially give people would receive a voucher that they would go and buy coverage with that voucher from private insurance companies. And a similar approach to Medicaid as well. In the Medicaid program, it would also privatize it. It would replace the current funding mechanism with block grants from the federal government to the states. So the states would have pretty much complete control of the program and how the money is distributed, and it also would be shifted to a voucher system, so that eligible participants would have to buy insurance policies from the private marketplace.
Lastly, what is ALEC doing with regard to the Obama healthcare plan?
What ALEC wants to do with Obamacare, or the Obama healthcare plan, is to really strip out some of the most important consumer protections. And it also would enable the insurance industry to get some things it's been trying to get for many years. One would be to enable them to sell their individual health insurance products across state lines. That would free them from regulations and a lot of the state mandates and consumer protections in various states. This would undoubtedly lead to a race to the bottom, in which insurance companies would set up and do business in the state with the fewest benefit mandates and the fewest consumer protections, and be able to sell those policies anywhere. And that would enable them to continue to sell junk insurance and also policies with extraordinarily high deductibles. I came across a policy that's being sold by Anthem in Indiana a few days ago that has a $50,000 a year annual deductible for families. And that's the kind of policies these companies want to continue to be able to sell that would be outlawed by the Affordable Care Act.
One more question. So how does ALEC treat consumers?
The way they title some of their proposed bills, like the Health Care Choice Act for states and the Freedom of Choice in Health Care Act, they sound very consumer-friendly. But when you look at what they actually do, the Freedom of Choice in Health Care Act would actually prohibit states from it would take away freedoms of states. It would bar them from setting up a single-payer system, for example. It would have barred the federal government from instituting a public option, which never was a part of the legislation in the first place because the insurance industry was able to kill it. And it would have said that the federal government could not set up a federally created exchange. And, of course, the way the legislation was enacted in by Congress, the states have that responsibility, not the federal government. The federal government mandates it, but the states will actually set them up. So it's really largely a sham. The way that they title these resolutions and bills make you think that they're providing more choice, more competition, when exactly the opposite is really what's going on.
Good. Anything else you want to say, Wendell? Any points you want to make?
I think one of the other things that the insurance industry and the American Medical Association and their allies have been trying for many years to do is to enact what they refer to as tort reform, and in particular, capping malpractice awards for non-economic damages at an arbitrary figure. And this is something that they've been trying to get accomplished through ALEC, setting a cap of an arbitrary number of $250,000, which for many people would be woefully inadequate. And so they're trying to do this through the states, and several states have enacted those, including Texas. And the experience in Texas has been that it really has not helped stop the rise in medical inflation, and Texas has the worst, at least state in the union, in terms of the number of uninsured citizens. There are more people uninsured in Texas as a percentage of the population than any state in the union.